Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
The wise men brought their gifts to Jesus from Persia, and that's Iran. U.S. boots on the ground in Iran? I pray not, but I'm not sure it can be avoided. Let's talk about this. While there are some surprising Trump-trained jumpers, the Trump team and the Trump effect continue to expand unabated. The case for federalizing federal elections strengthens. And my friend, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
You know those three wise men we think about every Christmas? They brought their gifts to Jesus from Persia, which is Iran. The word magi is Persian, and Persia is to the east of Jerusalem. Well, it doesn't prove it, but it supports it. It refers to priests who were star watchers. A little more strength there. It is believed that Daniel, who was elevated above all the magicians or magi in Babylon, modern-day Iraq, created a school in which he trained magicians or magi, not in trickery or what we would call magic tricks. He taught them wisdom and how to interpret hard sayings. He taught them the wisdom of God and prophecy. This school continued into the reign of Cyrus, the Persian, and throughout the Persian Empire. Daniel's prophecies speak of the Messiah's coming and provide clear instructions for predicting or, you know, getting an approximate date or time of his appearing. This was passed down through the generations until the time for the fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy had come. And these three wise men, who are believed to have been inheritors of Daniel's wisdom from Daniel's school of the Magi, watched the night sky for the star that they regarded to be a sign of the appearing of Messiah. They said, "We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him." They followed that star to Bethlehem. Most Christians believe that these three wise men came from Daniel's school, or at least that his teachings were passed down among the wise men of the kingdom from Daniel to these three wise men of Persia. For the entire world that was once ruled by Babylon came under Cyrus, the Persian, when the kingdom was given to him. So let's see. Three wise men came from Iran to greet our Savior, our Messiah, and to worship him. Fitting then, I think, that we from the West might come free them from oppressors who would not even allow them to think about worshiping Christ. U.S. boots in Iran? I applaud the effort and I pray it will work. Trump has already exclaimed in some frustration, "Why haven't these guys yielded?" You know, you cannot expect irrational people to act rationally. And that sometimes does confuse rational people. I hope the people of Iran, that is the citizens of Iran, will overthrow this evil regime and take the government from them. I think that's what Trump is hoping for. Listen, our Iranian-Persian brothers, you must defend your rights from those who would steal them from you and enslave you. It's about the people. Will they consent to tyranny by default, giving up, or will they trust God and rise up and defend their God-given inalienable rights against these oppressors? Because, my friend, the land is yours. It's not theirs. Daniel said repeatedly in Daniel 4 that God rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will. He's referring to that dominion over the resources of the earth that he gave to Adam. When the kingdom of man got broken up into the kingdoms of men, God raised up a nation as his own and appointed his kings who would rule it and gave to them the sword. Well, that sword came to be put into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Then it was passed on to Cyrus and to the Persian kings that followed him. Finally, it fell into the power of Satan through Alexander and was taken from him and from Satan by Christ Jesus the Lord when he died on the cross, was buried, and rose again from the grave, and having spoiled principalities and powers, declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," Matthew 28:18, "who is now set on the right hand of the majesty on high, and declared to be prince of the kings of the earth," Revelation 1:5, "whose name is set above all powers, dominions, and names that are named, both now in the world that now is, and in the world to come," Ephesians 1:21. "He who said he would give the kingdom to the nation bringing forth its fruit," Matthew 21:43, "which is repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Presently, he has given it to the nation that declares Jesus Christ is king and that uses the sword he has given to it to defend the inalienable rights of the people and to execute God's vengeance against the evildoers. The nation that is built on the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Patrick Henry, whose laws are founded upon the Bible and who value the truth that makes us free and encourages the liberty of the people who are the temple of God to worship him freely and without molestation from any who would intrude into the sanctuary of our worship, so that his spirit, which dwells in us, may move through us into this world like rivers of living water. Well, that's important because the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So this is the nation to whom Jesus Christ the Lord has given his civil sword to execute wrath against the evildoer, while his army of soldiers wield another sword, the sword of the Spirit, against the lies that seduce men from the truth and thereby into tyranny, and his own disciples, to call them and separate them from iniquity, so that the temple may be holy and filled with his Spirit, that the Spirit might flow through them, as he prophesied in John 7:38-39, like rivers of living water, spreading liberty everywhere. Trump might not be the model Christian you want, but he is certainly as good a man as was Nebuchadnezzar, whom God called my servant, or Cyrus, whom God called my shepherd. He confesses Jesus as king, turns the sword to the execution of justice, judgment, and equity, defends the people's right of consent, and our national security is uppermost in his thoughts. But it really is a matter of the people's hearts. If the remnant seeks God, well, then God will attend to their needs and concerns. Will we suit up in the armor of God and fight for our freedom and liberty? Or will we be lazy and let the devil take it away and bring us into slavery? We must break these chains of lethargy, indolence, cynicism, and fear, and like Joshua, be courageous. Listen to the repeated call of God to his soldiers to be courageous. "Only be thou strong," he said to Joshua, "and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Joshua went forward and fit the battle of Canaan from that moment he had with God. I hope you'll have your moment with God right now and in the days of David. When Israel's army was surrounded, the captain commanded his army, "Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight," end quote. He ordered the battle, and God gave great victory. You know, while there are some surprising Trump-trained jumpers, the Trump team and the Trump effect continue to expand. Trump-trained jumpers include people in the Alex Jones orbit and the whole cast of doomers and blackpillers, like Candace and some of the others, and those who are attracted to evil suspicions. There is a taste in the spirit of many to follow and to swallow evil suspicions without real support. These are jumping off the high-speed Trump train, and I hear legs and heads breaking all over the place. I'm trying to keep a few friends I know from making the fateful jump. Nevertheless, The Trump team continues to expand. Look at the Middle East countries that are aligning with the United States. Israel, of course, United Arab Emirates, UAE, Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. All of these countries have large Muslim populations, and yet they are ready to live at peace with Israel. Consider the nations refusing to align with Israel, Syria, and I'm done. Yeah, well, some people would add Lebanon and Yemen, but the fact is, it's factions within Lebanon and Yemen that continue to support the crazy Ayatollahs, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Trump capitalized on intelligence indicating that many Iranian neighbors were disquieted with Iran, encouraging him to launch the Abraham Accords in his first term. This effort brought together Israel with UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan. These are providing military and intelligence collaboration against common threats, primarily coming from Iran, and they're there right now helping us. That's a bigger than you think. This alliance created the Middle East Air Defense, or MEAD, sometimes called the Integrated Air and Missile Defense, which has come in handy neutralizing Iran's recent effort to attack their own neighbors in a ridiculous fit of foolishness, trying to break the accords and turn the Arab nations against the United States and Israel. This prepared the Middle East for the United States and Israel to address definitively the Iranian problem. The defenses that are protecting these budding allies from the Iranian regime's malicious insanity coordinate the missile defense system linked through the United States Central Command. By 2024, several Arab states were already sharing radar and sensor data through United States systems. This includes the UAE, Bahrain, the U.S., and Israel, with Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Qatar, and Kuwait. They have already been practicing with something called SPIDER and anti-drone technology with joint military exercises and cyber and counter-terror drills. That's why the Iran regime malicious, insane, and irrational attack on their Arab state neighbors was thwarted. Now, no doubt, adding to the dread of that damnable regime, Russia is starting to talk about economic cooperation and major investment connections with the United States. These are estimated to be valued at, well, some say the value is upwards of $14 trillion, and others say, more like $350 billion with proposed joint ventures, and then you find out that $350 billion is yearly, whatever. These are ventures being planned between the United States and Russia in energy, mining, fossil fuels, aviation, together with restoration of dollar-based settlements. You know, Russia has been trading in Chinese yuan, so this is very important. It means that Iran is losing a key ally, Russia. And all of this is compromising China's hope of isolating the United States and taking its place as controlling the Dominion. I mentioned that earlier. At present, the United States has not officially confirmed this deal with Russia, but the fact that it's being proposed by Russia as part of a deal to end the Russian-Ukraine war and lifting Trump-imposed sanctions screams the end of Iran's terror regime and the beginning of peace in the Middle East. All of this is paving the highway for the fulfillment of Isaiah 2 and Micah 4, and Daniel 9:27, we are living in auspicious times. Satan is losing his latest bid to establish Nimrod's tower of globalist control over the world's resources. At the same time, you got to watch that bear. Anonymous U.S. officials are telling us that Russia is supporting Iran with intelligence on the location of American warships and aircraft during this conflict. Now, the United States has not officially determined that Russia is actively aiding Iran, but there's rumors out there. So it's not over yet, okay? Let's take a quick break. I'll get back to you and we'll pick it up right here. Hold on. Have you ever heard of cellular tea? The healing properties of tea are well known. I put the link in my notes right here to examine this particular product. The formula was put together by Andrew St. Wilson in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. My wife heard about this tea and she wanted to start us on it. And she noticed that some hot flash problem she was dealing with went away. This stuff has been connected with testimonies of people dealing with cancer, multiple statements from people who testified helped them beat cancer, and some pretty serious people have taken all that very seriously. And as I mentioned, my wife said it stopped her hot flashes, and I was there for that one. Anyway, we talked about it and decided to take a distributorship for cellular tea. Use Becky SMT at google.com to place your order. Or when you call into the show to give me your lights on or lights off, just say cellular tea and leave your number so she can call you back.
If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mass Controversy with Science and Scripture, available wherever you buy your books. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mass Controversy with Science and the Scripture is also available at BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, Amazon, and elsewhere. Have you ever complained against the White House and the House of Congress for despising our laws, showing contempt for our Constitution, and turning their back on our founding values and beliefs? Does it seem the Lord has forsaken the people's houses? And by the way, how's your house doing? Perhaps there is another house you should think about, the house of God, the church, which according to Jesus is the pillar and ground of the truth. He told us not to forsake the house of God. Have you? How long has it been since your family gathered with God's people in His house? God can fix the White House and the House of Congress and your house too. But remember, He begins with His own house. Every great revival has begun with a return to the house of God. God will return to our houses when we return to His. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us in the house of God this Sunday. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. A rumor is circulating that Iranian President Massoud threatened, quote, "We have entered a new phase of the war." And then there's some talk about having used up their smaller rockets. He said, quote, "From now on, Kibar Shakan 4 missiles will be launched towards the Gulf and the Middle East and intensively towards Israel and the American forces," end quote. Now, friend, it's frankly not likely that a high-ranking Iranian official would refer to the rockets by that name. More likely, he would use the correct name, which I can't pronounce all this anyway, but it's Karamshar 4. Anyway, but that's an argument of semantics. The fact is, I cannot find any corroboration for this speech, any statement from Iran's president at all. We have not confirmed Iran's possession of hypersonic missiles, which is what that's referring to. At least not openly. We do know they are pursuing these capabilities, as is China and as are we. And I wonder if this was included, perhaps, in the list of concerns that moved Trump and Netanyahu to act now against Iran. Meanwhile, today, March 6, 2026, 50 Israeli Air Force fighter jets executed an underground bunker strike beneath Tehran's leadership compound. This is where the remaining top Iranian regime figures are expected to be hiding to continue leading the country and the war. Israel dropped about 100 bombs on the compound, decimating that facility, certainly dismantling it. And this happened this morning. So, you know, damage, casualty assessment, and so on has not yet been determined, or at least not at the time when I'm producing the show for you. Oh, Ishmael, please be at peace with your brother Isaac. Now back to the continuing expansion of Trump versus Iran team. Starmer now has had somewhat of a change of heart, whatever he uses for heart. He announced the United States may use British bases in Cyprus or elsewhere for limited defensive strikes, meaning he's okay with the U.S. taking out Iranian missile sites to prevent further launches against allies. He has deployed Typhoon fighter jets to Qatar and defense systems to Cyprus, counter-drone helicopters and so on, and some RAF or Royal Air Force jets are actively intercepting Iranian drones, missiles, and so on that target allied bases. This is Starmer's response to Iran's attacks on Gulf states, including Qatar, Bahrain, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia. So the fact is, the guy's up to his neck in this thing. He's just not willing to state out loud in front of God and everybody that he is in support of our effort against Iran. You know that Iran has attacked Turkey, and Turkey is a member of NATO, which requires NATO members to collectively respond to an attack on any member. However, Article 5 requires more than an armed attack on a member. It requires that, but it must be followed up with an official request for collective defense action. All right, let's talk about the case for federalizing federal elections. States govern against the will of the people, and this has been going on far too long. It's a huge problem in California. Listen, nationwide, 80% of voters want photo ID and proof of citizenship to vote in this country. Reform California has submitted 1.65 million signatures of Californians who want photo ID and proof of citizenship to vote in our elections. Now, all that was needed was 874,641, and I won't bother you with how they come up with that number, but that's all the signatures they needed, and they've got 1.65 million. So this measure is going to the California voters this coming November. Now, friend, that's not soon enough to protect us against voter fraud and election theft in the 2026 midterms. But it should send a message loud and clear to Toon and the rest in Congress to get on the job here. Pass the Save America Act now, if necessary. I hope the president will sign an executive order. I think he already has signed one that calls for this, and that will be pressed and made an issue so that there arises a national referendum from voters. Save America by securing election integrity. This is no joke, folks. If we don't aggressively demand proof of citizenship and voter ID, then we've got no basis to expect God's going to intervene and bail us out. There are a lot of folks who kind of have a faith that's like magic, but God uses means to get what he wants done. Do you understand the principle? It's old-fashioned. It's an old-fashioned saying. It goes like this: God helps those who help themselves. There's truth in that. And I don't mean help themselves as in what you say to a neighbor at your dinner table. I mean, well, it's like the biblical principle that says, if you don't work, you don't eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. The principle is illustrated multiple times in Scripture and in our daily lives. Joshua had to go up against five kings and their armies in the most critical battle for the Promised Land that is recorded in the Bible. You see, Joshua was called upon to be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest, Joshua 1:9. He had to put on his armor, friend. He had to pick up his sword. He had to command the men of Israel to do the same. And then he had to go boldly onto the battlefield and engage in the fight, and he had to do so with courage, trusting God. Then God cast stones from heaven against the fleeing enemy and responded when his chosen captain called to him to extend the day. I need more time. Stop the sun and stop the moon in its course so that he could finish the job. There's no battle like that before or after. It was the most remarkable battle recorded in the Bible, and it is critical to the mission. Victory in that battle would determine the outcome of the war for the Promised Land. God told Abraham that he would not transfer the title to the Promised Land from the Amorites who held it to his seed until the iniquity of the Amorites had come to the full. Well, that was over 400 years later. Joshua defeated the king of the Amorites, Adonizedek, Lord of Righteousness, and the rest of Canaan fell quickly to Israel's army. Interestingly, Judah could not drive out the Jebusites who held Jerusalem, and some of the other Canaanite cities also remained. And God told us why in Judges chapter 3. Jerusalem did not become the capital of Israel until David was made king and was able to occupy it, making it Israel's capital. From Joshua's entry into the Promised Land to King David was about 500 years. Now think about that. It was about 400 years from David to the first destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. The second temple began construction in about 539 BC. It continued until the second destruction of the city and temple in AD 70. And that's for a total of like 609 years. Jerusalem was the capital of the Jewish people for more than a millennium, over 1,000 years anyway. During this battle, God intervened in an open manifestation after he had routed the enemy. Yeah, God threw the stones at the retreating armies. The biblical formula is we submit ourselves to God, we get suited up, we engage the enemy in the field of battle, we resist the forces of evil. Then the will of the devil is broken and he flees. Why does he flee? Well, it's because when we submit to God, he moves through us and chases that rascal away. That's in James 4:7, by the way. We've got to armor up, friend. Ephesians 6:12 and following. The first article of armor we must secure is the truth, which strengthens our legs to stand in battle. We must then secure the breastplate to protect our heart from lies. And that's the breastplate of righteousness. We must put on the gospel shoes and be prepared to stand for the faith once delivered, so the snakes can't bite us and hurt us. We must take up the shield of faith to protect us against the wiles of Satan and the lies of this world. We must set upon our heads the helmet of salvation. Our hope keeps us going. And take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and go into this world, the battlefield, and wage war against the devils that hold the minds of men in darkness and serve the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, as agents for evil. And we battle them by using the sword of the Spirit, God's word, to bring down the strongholds of lies and deceit and corruption and evil in this world, so that those who will take up the sword of civil justice can execute it effectively. The Bible teaches the divine principle of the consent of the governed. Only a devil would not want to strengthen that right and protect the integrity of our right of consent. We must armor up and enter the battle and fight the lies with God's truth. Then we'll see God openly move and show himself strong in our behalf. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see that they are on. Go to brainmassage.net. Again, that web address is brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button and click and then send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. I'll give you that number again. It's 805-314-2114. And thank you, my friends who call, who take just a little time there and dial that number and leave me an encouraging message. It's so much appreciated. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.
Thank you for listening. I would like to extend to you my personal invitation to visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church this coming Sunday.